Yeah, it certainly was tough for London. I thought London were excellent today. I thought they completed pretty high, and the discipline was good, and they tried to do what we do and tried to put teams in corners and build their performance on the back of some tough defence. And for large parts of the game, it was set for set. It was really, I thought it was a high quality game. At the end of it, we probably had a little bit too much class for them. But credit to London. I said they'd improved, and Jermaine's doing a fantastic job down there, and evidenced by that, he's certainly got a good future in the game as Jermaine.
Yeah, looking at their performance, you've just said there that you thought they were one of the most improved teams in the league. Why have they improved so much, do you think?
Well, there's loads of reasons. I think they're a much more disciplined team, not just in the penalties they give away, but in how they attack with the ball. The honesty in the defensive efforts. When we came here before, I'd say they were dishonest. But Jermaine's obviously instilled a real good work ethic into the team and the discipline. And the structures that they've got, defensive and offensively, are much improved. And I find it surprising that they haven't pushed more teams. I'm sure they'll get some more wins between now and the end of the season.
There was quite a few times in the game where it was really tight and you had to fight your way back in. How proud are you of the players' efforts in that respect?
Immensely. I thought we displayed an immense amount of character and grit today. So as I said, they're a good team, and momentum swung away from us a little bit. We struggled to handle Lamont Bryant occasionally, and we had to show a real desire to fight for this, to stay in this hunt for the title. And because of that grit and that character, we still are. Not every win is going to be as polished as we'd like, and running in the, everybody speaks about how we move the ball about. But today I thought the grit and character and solidarity of the group was the most pleasing characteristic of the performance.
You made a few changes for this game today. What did you make of the players that you brought in?
I thought that was good. Jammer came in on the wing, possibly got caught once or twice under the kick positioning, but he carried the ball with a whole heap of intent about him. He's a big, strong, fast thing, and he takes some handling. Brad Hay came back in on the interchange, and he got 25 minutes at the end, and he did really well. He did really well. He's quick for a back rower, is Brad. I'm not sure who else I brought in.
Well, let's talk about Jamal Chisholm then, because you brought him in, he got himself a try. How pleased are you with his contribution to the game?
I'm pleased for Jamal. He's had a tough year, hasn't he? He started, probably first choice winger for us at the start of the season, picked up a couple of injuries, and he's, then the form of Nev Morrison and Ben Dent and James Haynes made it really hard for him to get a run, and he's been patient, he's worked really hard, he's had a run today, and there were some really positive parts of his performance.
Is he giving you food for thought for future weeks?
Well, I know he's a good player, so he's always food for thought, you can never rule somebody out, so yeah, definitely.
And Ryan Mallander into the side at loose forward, got himself a try as well. What did you make of his game?
Ryan gives us that every week, doesn't he? He's got a whole heap of intent about him defensively. People know they've been tackled when he's around, and he carries the ball with a lot of vigour, and I thought we missed Ryan and Ed Smith last week against Oxford, their intent about how they get about the work, and I thought Ryan was excellent, and Ed Smith was absolutely outstanding once again. Some of the contacts he put out there made me pretty happy I'm retired, to be honest.
Lots of points in that second half. It was down to 2 points, and then Greg Minikin getting that decisive try at the end. What were you thinking when Minikin finally crossed over and got that winner?
That's my boy.
Because he's 2 tries for him today, and he's certainly showing how good he is, isn't he, at the moment?
Yeah, we've made a lot of positive noises about Greg for a number of years at the club, and when he first came through the door at 16, throwing mud bombs about, not a lot of people believed us, but he's listened to every word we've said. He's worked really hard at all aspects of his game, and I'm absolutely chuffed to bits to see him playing like this, and you never know what's around the corner for the lad, and he deserves every future success he gets.
So going forward there into the last few games of the season, what can you take from this game going forward?
A whole heap of stuff. We can't win every game by passing it around teams. It's a narrow field, and we've showed a whole heap of grit to dig in there and hang in against a team who they'd have knocked off some team today down here. They were pretty good, London. I'm sure Jermaine feels like it's probably an opportunity missed, but We're a very together group. All the adversity we've dealt with from day one in pre-season, the group is so together, and they've just overcome most barriers, if not any barrier that comes their way. And I'm absolutely proud of their efforts and proud of the character today.
And finally, we saw a few of the London Scholars players cramping up towards the end. How about your lads, injury-wise? Everything okay?
Yeah, we'll be fine. We've got a couple of interventions in place for after the game and on the bus on the way home, to make sure that we're ready to go on Thursday. We've also got a couple of players to come back into the squad. Liam Cunningham, Colin Roach, Mickey Learmonth, plus a host of others, people like Harry Carter and Adam Dent. I'm expecting us to be full of energy on Thursday night, and it will have to be, because North Wales are a very good team. I know they've lost today, but and their season will be hanging on that game, won't they? So they'll be coming with all sorts of desperation.